T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, what's the argument?
The argument is, what's an independent contractor and what's an employee? You know, this gig worker bill that went through the state legislature and was signed by Gavin Newsom was very controversial. It was aimed at taking Uber and Lyft and other delivery drivers who feel like sometimes they're getting the short shrift from the company. There's about 400,000 of them. And making them workers, making them get benefits you would be entitled to, pretty much the same the benefits as another worker. But it actually impacts about 1.5 million jobs across the state, including some 70,000 independent truckers. Now, these are people that went and invested some between $150,000 and $200,000 in these big rigs.
They're owner-operators, right?
Exactly.
Right.
They own their truck, they operate it, and they work through brokers who say, Stan, I've got a haul of almonds coming out of Modesto today.
Can you get it? I got a better deal. I'm not taking that one today.
Exactly. Holly, I've got a job for you. Do you want it hauling freight from the Port of Oakland down to San Jose? Yeah, I'll take it.
Holly needs that gig.
Okay,
yeah.
I want that gig. But they come under this rubric as well. And so they're saying they have to become employees. And they go, employees of who? Well, not the Port of Oakland, not the person who's buying the goods, but rather the broker that made that call and set up between. And they're saying this isn't necessarily going to work. Now, they're not happy about it. They've made investments in their trucks. And also, it could jeopardize the whole movement of goods around the state, not to your doorstep, but rather to your store or to supermarkets and all the way around.
And these are people, these owner-operators, who made a conscious decision not to work for somebody, but to invest. They bought their equipment. They are running their own business. How in the world do they become employees under that scenario? I don't get that.
Well, it gets a little better than that, because while they are expected to become employees of the broker, this being a law which goes through the state legislature, it gets exemptions. And it gets exemptions because special interests go in there and say, hey,
well,
we
surprising.
Want especially in the medical profession, for example, doctors and certain groups were given exemptions, but physical therapists and others that might be the unions might want to unionize were said, no, you have to be employees. So the unions played heavy in this. And one of the unions that played heavy was the Teamsters and the construction business. So, Stan, if you are driving almonds from Modesto, they want you to say you can't be an independent trucker. You've got to go and become an employee. But if Holly is drawing dirt out of a construction site, which is likely union,
right?
They don't want to stop that construction from happening or public works projects from happening, so they get an exemption. They were exempted. So that's why these truckers are saying not only is it unfair to us, it's not equal either. All this is dropping on the state legislature's lap when they go back in session in January, and this is when the bill takes effect. People from around the country are watching this, one, to see how it affects the unions see this as a great way to try to organize labor, and a lot of people are looking at a great way to get benefits and stuff like that they want. But others are saying this could really impact the economy and with unforeseen circumstances.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.